We will say fuck a lot, and I realize you are a child, but you can handle it. Go ahead, start it. Go ahead, and I'll start a timer. Yeah, every noise you make gets picked up. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Yeah, like even doing this, like it'll pick it up.
Actually, I was listening to the first podcast I did with you guys, and when we talked about knocking on the door. It sounded like you were knocking on the mic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and speaking of that, I got two people out at work who to listen to it.
Yeah?
One person is a buddy of mine, and another one, I didn't even know he was told about it. So he asked, he goes, oh, yeah, so by the way, your guys' podcast is pretty cool. I'm like, I was freaking out thinking I left it on. I'm like, oh, no.
Like somebody heard it at work. Yeah.
Well, that's good.
That's good. Awesome, actually.
All right, so
I went through Google for it.
So we'll start off here. This is Mick, and who are you?
This is Chris.
Okay.
We also have with us
the Keith.
Yep, the Keith and
Shannon.
And
what's your name?
Sally.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, we are Nonsense Inc. tonight, and we're gonna have Shannon introduce our topic.
Okay, so you want me to go?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so the topic for tonight is things people are scared of that are not scary.
Or shouldn't be scared.
Or shouldn't be scared of.
Thanks. Shouldn't be scared of?
Commitment.
Well, duh.
Okay, so Christopher... before we get to the topic, we'll do our births and deaths and whatnot. So
today
what
is
do you got?
October 23rd, 2018. The year of our so-said Lord.
In 2 days, it's my cat's birthday.
Yeah, in 2 days, it's Sally's cat's birthday.
Yep.
So in 1869, John Heisman was born.
Mm.
Yeah, that's a good one. It's a sports thing. It's football season. Yeah, no, it's the other one, actually.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
Yeah, he was already, I guess.
In 1925, one of my personal heroes was born, Johnny Carson.
Oh, it's going to be a really big show. He's from Nebraska.
He is.
He's from Norfolk.
Yep.
Oh, really?
So, in 1959, one of all of our favorite musicians ever was born, Al Yankovic, otherwise known
that dude is
as
weird.
Weird Al Yankovic. Yeah. No, you can't do that. No, you just... Just, Sally.
She's too young. We'll show her some Weird Al on the break.
Okay, so in deaths, we have in 1988, Asashio Taro Iu, who was the 46th Yokozuna in Japan. He was a sumo wrestler. He passed away. And then...
Let me guess, heart disease?
God, my board got messed up here. In 2000, Yokozuna, American wrestler, passed away.
Yeah.
That's irony.
I remember him from WWE.
In 2016,
personality plus,
Wim
he was.
Van der Voort, a Dutch speed skater, passed away. I didn't have any really significant deaths, so I just went with the funny
just
ones.
Went with the most random thing you could find.
I was just thinking, I was like, these are the most random things ever. Like,
so in our events in 1929, Wall Street crashed. A bunch of guys jumped from the tops of buildings.
Oh yeah, this was Black Friday, wasn't it?
Yeah, it sent our whole country into the depression.
It was Black Friday. I thought it was Black Thursday. No, it was Black Tuesday.
Yes. Oh, I think you're right. It was
even
Black
a Tuesday.
Yeah,
awesome.
I think you're right.
You know, my grandmother was born in 1929.
She looks good.
No, not today. Grandma's dead. It's just, you know.
So, in 1946, the UN met for the first time.
Today, really? Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's huge.
It's huge. It's going to be the biggest first meeting of the UN ever. Sorry.
I declare today. Yeah.
What do you
All right, so... Let's let one of our guests start it off here. Keith, what are you scared of?
What are you scared of, man? What are you scared
you mean
of?
Other than commitment?
Yeah. Something else.
Yeah.
Just commitment.
Let's say that again.
You're not scared of going to work?
Commitment's not something scary.
Speak into the mic.
Yet.
How old are you?
I'm 30.
Months?
No, I'm 300 years.
Well, you certainly don't act like it.
300 years.
Otherwise known as 300,000.
No, it's 12. You divide by not 10.
Oh, dog years. Fuck.
Yeah.
No, I'm not afraid to go to work. In fact, tomorrow when I go to work, I'll be putting in my 2 weeks' notice.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I'm leaving there because I got some family stuff going on that I would like to be, you know, be able to be with family a little bit more.
Okay.
And right. Help take care of that. So, but no, I really don't have a fear of anything, which actually kind of makes me stupid because I will go running into a burning building.
Yeah, so, that is true.
Why though?
Why what? Why no fear, or why would I go running into a burning building?
He's a fireman.
Well, I'm a volunteer firefighter. But if I went running,
the dogs first.
If I went running into a fire, I would get yelled at. Because we're not supposed to run into the fire.
But if you ever were a firefighter, the first thing you should get is a cat and a dog.
The cats and the people don't matter.
There's a spectrum there.
It's Sally. It's hard
and
to hear
all
you.
All lives matter.
Don't talk with your hands in front of your face. Because it's yeah. It really is difficult to hear you.
See, cats and dogs can find their way out a little bit easier than humans can. They also can sense the danger too.
Whereas people, we're idiots.
The animals, not the humans, the animals.
Well, I know I'm going to sound mean and evil and an asshole for this, but you can replace a pet. You can't replace like your mom's life, your life. That.
Yeah, you can't go to the mom store and buy a new mom.
If I was ever in a fire, I'd be like, save the pets, not me.
All right, Sally.
I'd pick up the pets.
Sally, what are you afraid of that you maybe shouldn't be?
Something you're afraid of. Talk to the mic.
Certain heights.
Certain heights.
It's like 5 feet?
So anything over how tall?
So I can ride in a plane, but I was at the sky. I was at Urban Airs, and I was doing the skywalk thing, and it was like 10 feet off the ground. I don't know.
It was about a story up.
So okay, yeah, it's about 10 feet.
Yeah. About 10 feet.
So I was like walking across, and I went through one level. I'm done. Nope. I'm looking down.
Nope, done with it.
And what happened?
I start crying.
Not having any more.
And did you get down by yourself, or did you have to have someone help you?
It's okay. It's okay.
Hey,
there's nothing to be ashamed of. If you're afraid of something, there's nothing to be ashamed of.
I am crazy scared of heights.
And he's crazy.
Yeah. So
and scared of heights.
We were at Mahoney State Park, right? And they have this viewing tower. Right? And so it's like you walk up the stairs at the slide at the pool, right? Except it's a little further up than that. And all my friends are like, hey, Chris is scared of heights. And so the tower is designed specifically to move with the wind, right? And no, like not
your
in a scary way.
You.
Not yeah, they did. Not in a scary way, and they still do. But like it's just designed not to fall over, okay? And so my friends get in all four corners of this thing. And each grab a handrail and start to twist. And the whole thing is twisting like 5 foot either way. And I'm here in the middle in a fetal position. Like just like freaking out.
You mean crying?
No,
I
wasn't crying.
Did you try to scare them once?
No, his friends were scared.
No, they were scaring the crap out of me.
Yeah.
But did you ever try to scare them once? Is that why they hate you?
No, they just knew me. It was... Yeah.
But I asked.
One of them was the woman I was sleeping with at the time, so.
But
yeah.
I just asked if you were
friends.
Hey,
she was just getting revenge.
Yeah, we said we were going to be clean, but not that fucking clean.
All right, Shannon, go.
No, like, seriously, go.
Like, leave. Come on, yeah, Sally.
Leave Sally. No, leave Sally. She's great.
What about the other one? The thing I'm scared of that I shouldn't be... clowns. Clowns are fucking scary.
Clowns are amazing.
No, 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 no.
They're supposed to bring joy to children everywhere.
I bet you thought that I was dead. When I fell over, I just broke my leg. Got a hemorrhage in my head.
Okay, yeah, yeah, no. We might no. have to pay a royalty if you keep that up.
No.
I thought you were dead, but I wasn't.
Like, so scared of clowns, we went...
How scared were you? I was so scared.
So scared.
How scared were you?
We had gone to Texas for something, and...
Oh, that he doesn't...
That
he doesn't
scare you?
Yeah, he doesn't wear a clown mask. He wears, like, a person's face as a mask.
No, but we were in Texas, and Sally... At, like, this event, and Sally wanted to go over because there was a clown... Like making balloon animals or whatever. I wanted a balloon animal. And literally, this is how I let her get a balloon because she was holding onto my hand because she wouldn't let go. She's like this, and I'm stretched all the way out, looking away. And I was like, just get your damn balloon animal and let's go.
I'll take it. I'll just give me, here's $100. I don't give a shit. Just give me, just I don't care if it's a poodle. Good.
Yeah.
Here, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Let's go.
Oh, a sword. The easiest thing you could ever, a lightsaber even.
Shaber.
That would be faster. Did
your dad know how scared you were of clowns that he made you do it?
Yeah.
Oh, sir.
Yes.
Oh.
She did. I said, she wants to go over and see this clown. Take her over there. He's like, no, you do it. He just to mess with me.
She's like talking, and she's got her microphone at Sally's face.
Yeah. Anyways.
Now she'll be like this and this Sally will be talking.
The other one actually like stapled to her face.
Like Deadpool? Like Deadpool had Hugh Jackman stapled to his face.
Hey, he's royalties. Like,
yeah.
Anyway, so that is what I'm scared of.
That's it? Just clowns? What if it was a clown flying a plane?
That would be even worse.
What about the sad, crying hobo clown?
Paintings? I love them.
I would love that. That's two of my favorite things.
Clowns, you know, like...
Clowns and flying in planes?
With the all his belongings wrapped up in a handkerchief over his shoulder, and he was just like...
No. They're all freaking like.
How is that scary?
They're all like murderers. They're hiding something. It's freaking.
Oh, I mean that might well be. They're hiding something.
So you're scared of me. So you're scared of me?
No, I'm not scared of you.
You know, when I was younger, I used to be afraid of clowns.
Nobody can see her face, but we're all a little bit scared of her right now.
Yeah, no, that is pretty creepy.
I'm a little scared, and I don't mind to fly, but. My fear is landing.
It's a sudden stop at the end. Yeah.
No, you're in a building on its side,
all the way
hurtling towards the ground.
Yeah, but you're really not.
I know, but it's still like.
I mean, I get the whole like pressurized metal tube hurling through the sky at 500 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool, but here's the thing: you got to realize these guys do this. This is what they get paid to do, guys and gals.
And they do it while they're on coke. Like seriously, if you can do it
and drunk,
if you can do it, then you can do it sober.
Well, I'm never flying again. Yeah. Thanks for that, Chris. You just ruined everything.
They don't long car trips from now on. It's only some of them. It's not all of them. But here's the thing. Here's the thing, though.
So how about overseas?
I'm a clown. Be afraid of me.
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna put something to rest. Some of these pilots may or may not be fucked up when they do it. But here's the thing. Nowadays, the pilot, all they do is they maneuver it on the ground. They get on the runway. They take off. And then the plane flies itself.
Yeah.
From A to B.
It's like truck driving.
Yeah. Well... The trucker still has to drive the truck. The plane flies.
Not according to The Simpsons.
No, I get it. I get it. But
trucks that can drive themselves now.
I know, but more planes drive themselves.
You mean fly themselves?
Ah. More planes are automated. They will land themselves and stop themselves in the event something happens. Wow. I mean, it's insane. And
can I please go again?
Can you please cocaine?
Can I please go again?
Oh yeah, I mean, I'll stop what I'm saying to let you go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. Something else that you're scared of.
Rude.
Sally has the floor.
I feel like something is always watching me constantly.
Something is always watching you constantly.
It's called the government.
Yeah. Thank you.
God.
It's your rich uncle. Your rich,
rich uncle.
Yeah, you do. Your rich uncle Sam is always watching you.
I don't have it. I only have an aunt named Sam.
Well, sometimes your Uncle Sam likes to put on ladies' clothes.
Specifically their underwear.
Did you say Uncle Sam or Drunken Sam?
Yes.
Uncle.
So what are you scared of, Mick?
Not a fucking thing.
Like nothing. Like nothing scares you.
Oh yeah, a lot of things scare me, but I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, come on. Yes. Everybody else is sharing their deep dark secrets, why not you?
Oh, if you want me to share a deep dark secret, we're going to have to do it when Sally's not here.
Yeah, it's like next episode.
And preferably
for another day.
I'm not going to be here for that one either.
It'll be me doing a solo podcast. Actually, you know what? Next week I'm going to do a solo podcast. What my deepest, darkest secrets are. That's what my next one's going to be.
Are you going to publish it?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes.
I'm going to be here for that.
Can I be here for that one? Oh, no. It's
just No. It's going to be me by myself. If you're here, that would be really actually creepy.
Just you and yourself.
Yeah, and I. Yes. So it'll be three of us.
I want to be here for that.
Yes. Okay. No, actually, we're going to have to take a break here in just a minute. So, I will tell you what scares me the shit out of when we return.
Was that English?
Grammar?
It wasn't proper.
I know.
I don't think the people listening or watching are going to care.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, everyone that listens or watches Yodas, so they know the fuck what I'm talking about.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Yeah. That was bad.
It's a break.
Yeah, so we'll take a break. This is a good spot for an advertisement.
Largest flea market.
Is it legit? The world's biggest one?
Yeah, they got to see my ugly face right off the bat.
That's right. I'm going to edit that out because you are actually ugly.
Huh.
Whoa. Why am I on this list?
Wow. That was only slightly loud.
Sorry. Because mainly we're not going to get to all of my points of the things I'm afraid of that I shouldn't be. that's not what scares me.
That scared me.
So what scares you about me?
No, it was mainly meant to be funny for the show notes. Little like Easter egg in there, but you ruined it. Dick.
Why do you got to ruin all the fun?
That's what I do. That's why a lot of people don't like me.
Fun hater.
Okay.
All right, Mick, you were about to tell us something. Was it the deep dark, or is it something you're actually afraid of?
Actually afraid of. It's not the deep dark. It's that's the deep dark is for my solo.
Oh. Does that mean I get to do a solo?
Oh.
Yeah. You certainly have the equipment.
Girl, Charlene.
To do the solo. Yeah.
God, I hope my mom never listens to this.
I'm going to tell her about it.
No, I told her about it, and she was like, what's it about? I'm like, oh, there's a lot of cursing and drinking. You wouldn't like it.
Yeah, you're not going to like it. So, thankfully, Sally is out of the room.
Yeah, that's probably a good thing.
Yeah. No, actually, as part of me being in public a lot and me working with the public a lot, One of the things that scares me the most is telling somebody else's fucking child to shut the fuck up. Like, how do you do it delicately?
Okay, so
I mean, there's really no good way to do it delicately yet.
Right.
But there is a necessity at times. Like, you have a kid and there's a parent who's not paying attention, and it's like, it's sometimes shh isn't enough. Like, you just can't be like shh, and they look at you as like, you're not my dad, you know.
I could be.
Have you ever told someone else's kid to shut the fuck up?
Yeah, not like that though. Okay. I didn't say shut the fuck up.
I just envision you and this poor little, like, 3-year-old girl or something going, shut the fuck up to this poor little kid.
No, if I say shut the fuck up to a child, it's an infant who who doesn't have any concept of language or whatever.
Okay.
But understand.
Yeah, but it's more like shut the fuck up. Hey, you know.
Yeah.
So take this away before I break it.
So I got a couple of things here. I've seen a comic that is one little kid throwing a tantrum in a grocery store, and another adult steps up.
Was it Andy Cap and they get into a big old beef where it's a puff of smoke and like a fist coming out here and a leg coming out down here and a bunch of question marks and asterisks.
Literally tell the kid to shut the fuck up. And like everybody else in line at the grocery store is just like, thank you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the other one I've read is a story about this kid just being a dick in line at McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, okay. I want my apple pie. Like, would not shut up about this shit.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman is just gotten off like a long day at work, like a 12-hour shift or whatever, and she's just there to get her fucking food. And like, she turns around.
Was that the one that bought every apple pie?
She turns around and says something to the mother, and the mother's just a straight bitch on her phone. Like, she's on her phone, and she's a straight bitch to her. And
so
when the woman gets up to the counter, she says, how many apple pies do you have?
Yeah.
And she buys
bought all of them.
Every single goddamn apple pie. And they put them all in a bag for her. And then she takes one, and she bites into it on her way out past the kid and just listens as the kid goes, I want an apple pie, and they say, we're all out.
Like, that is amazing. Well, I mean, you know, you go back to parenting at that point. It's like parents, they do and they don't teach kids manners. Every parent teaches their kids manners, but in their own way.
Right.
Right.
So you have a parent that's used to getting what they want, so they have a child that's used to getting what they want.
Yeah.
Right.
Just like when you, as a person who is normal, can deny them that.
Yeah, it's satisfying.
You absolutely should take that chance every fucking time.
Yeah.
Like,
okay. Yeah, I want an apple pie. Too bad. Why not? All right, you go work a 40-hour week. You come back with a paycheck, and then let's get your fucking apple pie.
Yep.
Okay. You know, or it's a treat. Hey, you know what? You did the laundry.
Right.
You tried to make your bed. I mean, you didn't, but you put forth the effort.
Wow, you can do the laundry, but you can't make a bed?
Hey, you know, those folds are hard sometimes.
Shit, I fold my clothes, but I never make my bed. I just don't see the point of it.
My bed and my clothes are the same thing. They're in a pile.
Seriously, all that woodwork, all that, I mean, just the upholstery alone is difficult.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So that's the only thing you're afraid of?
No, that was just the one thing that... That was my turn.
It just popped in there. What, Ray? What?
When somebody asks you if you're a god, you say, yes.
Are you?
So no, that was the one thing. And I'm not really afraid of it. I'm just afraid of doing it the wrong way because, like, in town, And we are in a small town in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Right.
And I'm the face of...
Everybody already knows what I did last night.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like, people with the day off knew. You know? So it's like... I have to toe the line, so to speak.
Yeah.
You know, because I am the face of where I work. And when people ask me things, I have to, you know, bite my tongue. And instead of saying, you know... Don't be such a nosy cunt.
You have to actually come across with something that might be...
I say, I know what the sound is, Keith. It's okay. It's okay. Yeah. It's not anything dangerous. It's the water softener telling me I need salt. It's okay. I got like
it's not.
A week and a half left. No, it's fine. But no, I have to be that face and not tell... my regular customers that their requests are ridiculous and annoying.
Right.
So like the woman who comes in and asks for 5 lemons with her water and sugar?
I do have lemonade. No, it's actually the woman who comes in and asks for it.
Lemonade.
Yeah.
It's actually the woman who kind of like the woman who asks for a tea. Is that too loud?
No.
Okay, you're just fixing it. I just want to make sure. That I didn't want to be too loud.
Okay, now I'm saying. Loud.
What?
Sorry.
Okay.
No, it's like the people that come in and they want a lemon with their tea or their water. Like, I don't give a shit. That's fine. Use the fucking thing. Like, don't come in 10 times in a row and ask for a tea with your... Or, I'm sorry, a lemon with your tea. And then have that fucking thing sitting on the rim when it's empty. And then I refill it.
And it's slice of lemon.
No. That same fucking slice of lemon is sitting on the rim. You know,
like what was
like? I really want to ask him. Like, or do you
juice that you got in?
Do you want to use the lemon, or you just want to fucking look at it? Just look at it.
Should look everyone I know who gets lemon with their water?
I mean, there's really not that I'm afraid of, but like, it really scares me though sometimes that I may or may not be able to. Police myself when the time comes.
So, you know, since we're speaking of stories,
are you on three or four?
Since we're talking about stories about restaurants and all that, what's the story about my old boss you had to tell me?
No names.
That's a story for a different day.
No.
Actually,
we got time for this. We got time for this.
All right. Have you seen my list?
It's it's long and black.
Oh, it's not.
The list. This actually won't take long.
Okay. Yeah.
And
I was there.
Yeah, he was. And I'm not gonna give any names, not gonna. But we went to that establishment. We parked in the parking lot on the side.
Who was it, the story?
And so you know where he used to work, mm-hmm. correct?
Yep.
Okay. So on Sunday, Chris and I went over there. And now, as a short backstory, when my establishment started opening up one day a week for brunch, there was a little bit of animosity and discontent with the choice of food that was being put out. And there was a specific omelet.
Item.
It's an omelet.
Okay.
That
Pillsbury has one.
Yeah, Pillsbury has a fucking recipe for it.
All right.
But it's been in the town for a long time, and I guess people out here are so dim that they don't realize that this thing is a thing. And so when my boss has decided to open on one day a week for brunch... And this place is open 7 days a week for brunch. She took it as a personal blow. Not only that we decided to open one day a week for brunch, but that we were making this specific omelet.
This generic specific omelet.
That two other places in town had been doing and had closed. But it was the fact that they did it and they didn't ask her for permission to use the recipe for the omelet. And so,
because the recipe is so hard to figure out.
Yeah, so super fucking secret, right? It's like, you know,
eggs, cheese, gravy.
Yeah, sausage and cheese. Yeah, and a fucking sausage gravy. Whatever.
Yes, we're giving away the secret, people.
Exactly. It's
oh, and it's three eggs, not two for this omelet.
Okay, LL Cool J.
Okay, so
okay,
even well, that it makes it bigger and fits everything into.
Yeah, so no, I'll show you where that came from later on. So
yeah, you will.
How do you like your eggs, Keith? Unfertilized.
So, I want the unfertilized fetuses of the unborn.
So Chris and I show up. We park in the side parking lot. We walk in. The side dining room is packed. And we walk to the main dining room. It's packed, except for one table. So he and I occupy table.
Said table.
No.
Okay.
Allegedly.
No, there's no allegedly. We fucking sat there. Dipshit.
Maybe
sat
you
there.
Did. I hovered.
And sat there. And sat there.
Yeah, no, we did sit there. And it's fine. I mean, they were slammed. They were slammed.
That was not the issue, yeah.
So boss lady, don't mention her name. But boss lady walks up, and instead of, she hands us menus, and instead of, like, the first words out of her mouth being, hi, or how are you, or what's going on, or can I get you something, it's, why don't you cross the street making omelets, like, looking, like, dead at me. And I'm thinking, like, I don't know how to react, I'm just like, I don't like our hash browns.
When she said that.
And she's like, uh-huh. And so he's looking up at her, and he puts his hands on the table and just goes... and stares right at me. Like...
Like the dog looked like...
Dude,
the
like, I don't know what the fuck to say.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, because it's just rude.
So yeah. And she's the owner of the establishment. And, yeah. Like, I manage some of the day-to-day of this place, but, like, I don't make any business decisions whatsoever.
Yeah.
Like, and I tell everybody, like, I don't say left or right. I just row the boat, right?
Right.
And so she takes her drink order, leaves, comes back, and are you ready to order? Oh, because on the right side of the street, you know... And it was always like
some
backhanded
comment.
Yeah.
That's just
oh yeah.
Rude.
That's the way she is.
Like, yeah. She comes back. You're on the wrong side of the street. Or
yeah, she came back and
every single time,
Mick asked, "Hey, do you have a straw on your apron?" And she goes, "Yeah."
I said it's nice to have a waitress who's prepared.
Yeah. Not even a snide comment. Mm-hmm. Like just nice to have a waitress that's prepared. You know. And she's like, yeah, that's because you're on the right side of the street.
Yeah.
Like, every single time she came back to the table, it was a comment like that. And so Mick asked me, and we were just about finished.
Mm-hmm.
And he says...
What's the tax rate?
Yeah. Right?
Right.
6.25? No, I think it's 6.5.
Yeah, so I sent a text out to a friend of mine. The same question. You know, what's the tax rate? And got back to me, and everything meshed up, and I was like, fuck it. I took my phone out. I didn't even say a word to him. So they dropped our checks, which is just handwritten with the price of each item. So what you do is you go up to the counter. I know you guys know this, but for the people that may or may not be listening.
Yeah, it's a cafe, so you go up with your check.
Yeah, bring your check up, and they tally it up, and... So we just did the math, and I was like, first off, I was like, I'm not fucking tipping her. And then I was like, you know, she did do something for me. I got to tip her. I just wouldn't feel right not, but I have to send a message at the same time. So got the phone out, opened the calculator up, added up, calculated tax. That plus a buck.
Meanwhile, he looks over at me. I'm doing the same thing on my phone already. Yeah.
He's and like there was no like, are you doing this? No, we knew what each other was doing.
Yeah.
No, see that's
and we left it at the table. Like, we didn't take it up. We just left it at the table, got up, and we skedaddled.
Tipped a dollar exactly.
I mean,
yours, mine came up to 20 cents. Yours was like something in a penny.
Yeah. Like, or 51 cents. And yeah. I was just like,
That's the way she is.
Yeah, but you know,
it's like you can't be like that. You cannot run a business like that because this town,
especially not in this town.
Well, yeah. she obviously can.
Word of mouth. You know, someone says something wrong about the place, everybody hears about it.
Yeah,
and she thinks she can. She's pissed off a lot of people that would quit coming, but the only reason why they go back there is because. What other place sells?
Yeah, there's no other game in town.
Yeah, you know, and I'm not going to be the person to go on Yelp or whatever and put a review like that on there.
Hey, what would the review have been though? We talked about this.
Oh, what did you say? The service was as lukewarm as the food,
and the temperature in the room. But yours was even better than that, I think.
I don't remember what I said.
It was something to the effect of
that cunt.
No, it was the food was good, the service was adequate, but it was something about, because I work for a competing space.
Oh yeah, it's something. Yeah, we're not even really competing.
Was it the rudeness or the comments? Like, oh no, it was the behavior of the owner.
Yeah, the owner. Yeah. If you're an owner, you have no business talking like that to a customer.
None.
Nope.
Like, yeah. I understand the first time. I understand it.
Just being joking.
You want to make a joke? Make a joke.
Jive,
I'm all about making jokes, but
but they weren't jokes. She was being serious, and
couching it. Being jokes.
You make one joke.
Yeah.
And then. End it. Just, that's it. Mm-hmm. I made my joke. But for every time you approach the table
not a joke.
Yeah, no. That's offsides.
One of the cooks and I were talking, and
it's icing.
Know, we were talking about, well, if we won the lottery, what would we do? I said I'd open up my own restaurant. He said he'd come work with me and we'd put that place out of business.
Is it the big one?
Yes.
Hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know who you're talking about.
And that would do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm afraid of the vacuum of space.
The what?
I don't want to be.
Is that a good segue?
Yeah.
Yeah. The vacuum of space.
Okay.
Like at some point we're going to
don't get too in depth, because I got to cut this out here in a minute.
At some point we're going to evacuate this planet the way we're going.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so we're going to have to...
At some point, we might have to evacuate this room with that fart it just laid.
Oh, shit. I got to make this quick. I'm afraid of the deep, dark vacuum of space where there's no sound. Every movie has it wrong except Firefly, and you freeze to death, but you can still survive, and it's scary as
Gravity
fuck.
Had it right.
So, like Yondu.
Yeah, exactly.
Got it.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
All
right. You get my walrus of approval.
Thanks for that.
I hate
seals.
I don't think you want that, because do you know what his walrus of approval is?
Oh, God.
No, I hate seals.
Yeah, no, you're going to meet his walrus.
Mm-hmm.
It's got tusks. And whiskers.
I'm kind of scared right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's big around, but it's not very tall. With that, I think we should probably take this break.
Yeah.
Sounds like a plan to me.
Boo.
B.
Hear him through this.
Yeah.
You can what?
I could hear him through this.
Yeah, like I told you earlier, these microphones pick up, go ahead and start that.
Everything.
Thank you, sir.
They pick up everything.
Thank you,
they sir. They do. They do. Watch this. You ready?
What if they pick up your phone?
They do.
No, like, actually pick it up.
No.
They're communicating. You got a problem with that?
That wasn't me.
Yeah, that's what you call nonverbal communication.
Yes. This is also what you call nonverbal communication. All right. So the other thing that scares me.
Okay.
The other thing.
Don't encourage.
The other.
I'm not encouraged.
What scares you, Mick? What scares you?
It's impossible to pee in public now because there's schools everywhere.
That scares you?
Yeah.
Probably.
Well, it should.
Okay,
you know.
Do you want to tell them about what we found online?
Was it a dead body?
No, something that people are scared of that doesn't.
Oh. Oh yeah. No. Make sure you use the microphone when you talk.
No. So geocaching.
Not you. Your mom.
I am.
Yeah. Cause no. Not you.
You're not
your
mom.
I wanna do it.
Okay, so tell them what we found.
There you go. You gotta share, remember?
What was it?
Geocaching.
There's no secrets here.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
What is that?
There's a phobia. I'll tell you that.
Okay, hang on, let her go.
Yep.
There's a phobia of ducks.
They're vicious.
Yes,
of course.
No.
Of course.
They're mean.
Geese are worse.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
They have sharp little pointy teeth.
So.
Sharp little pointy teeth. Look at them.
So the thing that's we found awesome. Was that I can't pronounce the phobia because it was just a super long word.
It's Latin. Impossible.
Triskaidekaphobia.
But it's the fear that people have that a duck somewhere is just staring at them.
That's an oddly specific phobia.
I'm going to look it up. Yeah. You guys keep talking about it. I'm going to look it up.
So basically, it's like my fear, but ducks.
Yeah.
I would find someone who has that fear and put some stuffed ducks in their house.
Just get some duck decoys.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
Just like the heads and the windows.
So I tell Emma this. I was like, hey, we should talk about that. That, you know, that's kind of unrealistic. And she goes,
But it's not unrealistic.
But it's not.
It exists.
People are scared of ducks that apparently are watching them.
Rule number 42.
Anyways, I tell Emma what it is. And she looked at me and she's like, because they're terrifying. They bite you.
No.
When have you ever been bit by a duck?
I've been bit by a goose. It hurts.
Well, then she's, yeah, then she went into the
duck, well, duck, goose.
Oh, my God. If you weren't so far away, I would smack you the shit out of.
Walked into that one.
What if a duck bit you two times and then a goose over and over again?
Anatidaphobia.
That's it.
Fear of ducks phobia. There are many kinds of seemingly irrational fears and phobias prevalent in the world.
We should have done some research.
What might be a laughing matter to people is not so
phobic. It is.
Anatidaphobia is one such phobia. A person suffering from this condition feels that somewhere in the world a duck or goose is watching him or her. Not attacking or touching, simply watching the individual.
So what if they're in their house?
The word is derived from the Greek word antidae, which means ducks, geese, or other waterfowl, and phobos, which is Greek for dread or fear. The fear of ducks can be a debilitating anxiety condition, wherein no matter what is doing, or no matter what one is doing or where she or he is in the world, they have the constant fear of a duck or goose watching them.
Okay, so your fear is now ducks or goose watching you at all times.
No, I'm not afraid of ducks or geese, except if they're chasing
them. That's messed up.
I would like it.
Make sure, Sally, when you get it up there, you get it right up like in her. There you go.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Don't know that it sounds
put
a
it
lot.
Right in
it
her
sounds
face.
A lot better. Yeah.
Yeah. Put it right
don't
in your face.
Don't hit her with it.
So, speaking of weird phobias, I just found one.
Yeah.
Nomophobia.
Nomophobia.
This strange phobia is one that youth fear more than the elderly, and that's the fear of being without your phone or mobile coverage.
Right about that.
Wow, that's
okay.
An actual phobia?
So yeah. I have one on my list that's related.
Oh, is that millennials?
And no power ever again.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I could do without.
No, you'd just be really annoying.
Yeah.
Well, I got two yeps, so we're good, I guess.
Yeah.
How about trypophobia?
What's that?
It's fear of small holes.
I don't have that fear.
Yeah, but what if the government is watching you through one?
Oh, that's fine. That just means I can watch it later.
Yeah, who are they going to tell?
What's all on your list?
Oh, no, you're not supposed to look at the list. You're not supposed to look. Keith broke the rule already. All right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, wait. There's also a phobia of people afraid of bunnies and cotton balls.
And what?
I do actually know people who are afraid of cotton balls.
Why?
I don't know why they're afraid of them. They're afraid of them. So it's just that they are. It's like you can't explain why somebody's afraid of something. They just are. And that's the way the cookie crumbles.
I mean,
no, seriously, Sally, quite honestly, when it comes down to the nitty gritty, there is no actual explanation for why people are afraid of certain things. Like Triskaidekaphobia is a fear of the number 13. People hate it.
Oh, because it's like the unlucky number.
Yeah.
Because 12 is like a lucky number.
Right. Yeah. So some people's brains are wired just to be afraid of something specific. There's no why about it. It just happens.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you're talking about people are afraid of the number 13, aren't there some buildings that don't have a 13th floor?
Hotels.
Usually. Yeah. Skip it.
They have a 13th floor.
They just don't tell you that. They tell you it's the 14th floor.
And as Mitch Hedberg, the comedian, said, if you were on the 13th floor of a building and you tried to commit suicide,
you're dead.
Or I'm sorry, if you were on the 14th floor of a building and you try to commit suicide,
you go to 13.
You would die on 13. Sooner.
Okay.
What else you got?
I'm afraid of social interaction.
Yes, you are.
Well, you're social reacting with everyone on Facebook.
Yeah, he doesn't shut up when he's with people he knows.
Yeah.
But when he's with people he doesn't know.
But technically, you're with people you don't know because they're watching, they're listening.
Yeah,
to
through
you.
The hole.
God, don't put that in my head.
But that's the thing. It's more of like public speaking.
No. This is straight up.
This is just.
Used to go to the bar and stick my nose in a book. Like, I was that, just like, I did not want to talk to people.
Yeah,
and
now his nose is in his phone. And it's the same thing.
It's the same thing. I'm reading a book, but...
Wait. See, I can't...
So, and it's something that I've actually had to work on quite a bit.
So, one time, I slurted a slushy up my nose.
You what?
I slurted a slushy up my nose.
Did she say snorted or slurted?
Slurted. But no, it's something that I've had to work on for actually several years now.
I'm trying to get Chris to do that. Actually,
too slurred.
I ain't slurring anything of yours.
but it was funny when she did it, because she did it, and then she's like, "Oh, it burns!" She's like, "That was a horrible decision."
Now, see, I did that one time when I was sick with 7-Up, so I get it.
You snorted 7-Up?
Yeah,
I snorted Pixie Sticks.
I was like, "This is awesome."
I don't even fucking know you people.
I was like, 7-Up's awesome. I'm gonna wonder. No, I wonder what it would like if I took it through my nose, and like, I mean, much like my last girlfriend, it did not go well. And that's funny on two levels.
You actually, never mind.
What if someone tried to stick a burrito up their
nose? Not gonna explain the second level.
I think you have.
Oh, is it corn?
Wait. How are we getting from?
Yeah, I don't know.
Sorry.
Sorry.
It's
funny.
Yeah, Sally, do it. All right, Sally.
Make sure you hold the mic close.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Just like that.
So when I was like 3.
No. Yeah. Quit. Turn it in front of the mic. Yep.
There you go.
I was eating popcorn and I felt like it was a good idea to stick one of those corn seeds.
Kernels. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. No. I'm trying to help. Like.
Good.
Don't give me that scary face.
microphone. Don't forget to use it.
Up my nose.
How'd that work out?
So I started freaking out. I was in the hallway now.
Quit
gotta,
looking.
Gotta keep it. Yeah.
Jumping up and down, and my mom was about to call my dad to go to the ER, but then it fell out.
Okay.
Did you sneeze?
So I was like crying. No, I was jumping up and down.
I have.
Oh, so the gravity interrupted out.
My brother called from Oregon. Mm-hmm. My mom. And he's an adult at this point, has a about Sally's age girl.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, like, not younger than that, not 3 years old. Like, how old are you? It doesn't matter. She was, like, in between the ages of 8 and 13.
Okay.
And had a rock stuck up her nostril. And my brother is like, Mom, what do I do? And Mom's like, I don't know. Take her to the ER.
Okay, so, well, that was where I was headed with that. She comes out and she's freaking out because she was.
Then it just fell out.
Well, no, not at first.
No, that's just what happened.
She was screaming and she was pointing at her nose. So I like tip your head back and I could see it, but I couldn't get it. And I was like, so then I was like, okay, we need to go to the ER. And she takes off running and screaming.
Bawling.
And she's like, I'm not going. And all of a sudden she started jumping up and down, and then it just kind of fell out.
They're
going
to poke me with a needle.
No, they use a hammer at that point and smack it out from the other side.
From the back of the head.
So one time I heard a story.
Okay, I think I want
to
get back on topic.
About my uncle shoved a Lego up his nose.
Well, that'd be worse than stepping on it.
Yeah, it would. I'd rather step on a Lego.
Oh, my God. That just reminded me of something. So there was this meme on YouTube where the parent was mad at a kid, and he had Legos, so he spread them all across the floor.
Good for him.
I'd like to see spank me now.
Yeah, come, bring it.
Mick, do you have another one?
Walk
on his bunk bed.
Walk of fire. No, I don't, actually. I'm trying to keep all of this squared away. So you guys talk, and I will offer commentary if I see fit. I mean, when I see fit, because I don't shut
this
up.
This is another thing that, you know, people are afraid of shots. Okay?
I'll take one.
Like,
yeah, me too, please.
Blue shots.
Like in the arm, like you go to the doctor. People
go get
are
the fireball, somebody.
But I met somebody who was like, oh my God, I'm petrified of needles. I can't get it shots.
Like, big ass tattoo.
I'm like.
There is a difference. There is a difference.
It's still a needle piercing your skin.
Yeah, but that's multiple times a second over. Yeah.
I can never understand how people are like, oh, I'm so afraid of shots, but I'm going to go get a tattoo right now.
See, I don't like needles.
Well, they like jab it into your skin.
Well.
I don't like needles because I had this nurse who when we'd get like our shots for schools and all that.
Yeah.
She wouldn't just, you know, puncture the skin. She would puncture the bone.
Oh.
That's the way she was. She'd just jab it in there and then just turn it and pull it out. That's why I do not like.
She needs to be fired immediately.
Oh, this was back when I was your age. You know, like hundreds of years ago.
Yes. Yes.
So you're 900?
Yeah, years. Right about there. Right about there.
Hey, Sally. Can your mom have the mic?
No.
Yes.
No.
Okay, so we established that you were afraid of the dolls.
Yeah.
Which is not a reason.
Dolls or just
bring the mic up just a little bit.
Just specific types.
Ooh.
But
you're getting ganged up on.
I'm scared of porcelain dolls.
Should never be afraid of dolls. There's no reason to be afraid of dolls.
Yeah, dolls aren't real.
Annabelle and her chips.
Because I'm.
How about now?
So you're scared of Annabelle and her chips?
Nope. I can't. Yep. I can't hear myself.
That's. I can hear you.
Okay. You're fine. No. Like my grandmother collected dolls.
She's evil. She hates you.
Wow.
She's dead.
That makes it even worse.
She's haunting you.
So
now she's giving you her dolls.
No, yeah, we actually all got one of the dolls from the collection.
Did you throw it away?
No.
Well, it's your grandma, so that makes sense.
No, you left it as mom's
house. So, we used to... Okay, so it was...
They watch them while they sleep.
Did you grow up here, Shannon?
No.
Okay. Well, across from...
No, Blueville.
Global Fast Solutions.
What?
Yes,
There used to be a house up there.
Oh, I remember that house.
Yeah, it's my grandparents' house.
Oh, yeah?
And so you would go up the stairs to the second floor, and there was a bedroom with, like, two beds and a closet.
With a doll.
Not yet.
Okay.
So then there was a half flight of stairs.
So we got about 4 minutes to tell the story before.
Two and a half story building.
Our sponsor is going to be mad.
And so you get up to that final floor, and there's a bedroom up there, and it's full of dolls. Porcelain dolls, all kinds of dolls.
You hated that room, didn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I hated that room.
He got locked in that room.
No, I didn't. We used to lock my cousin in that room.
That's awesome, because it happened.
We used to freak her out with this Howdy Doody doll. Because if you've ever seen that doll... That thing is creepy in and of itself. Like, it is just a creepy freaking doll. Like,
I don't mind.
And, okay, so have you ever watched Goosebumps?
I watched some movie the and half of the show. Doll.
Okay.
And I read all the books.
Okay, so you remember the ventriloquist doll?
Yep, Slappy.
That's Howdy Doody. That is a doll. It's a ventriloquist doll. And it was a real ventriloquist doll. Like, you could pull the string. Slappy? It had red hair.
Slappy looked like him.
But so you could pull the string and the mouth would talk. We would lock my cousin in the closet with that doll. Okay? And so, like, I was talking recently with my cousin Jenny, and I was like, hey, whatever happened to Howdy Doody? And she's like, oh, yeah, I've got Howdy. That was my pick from the doll collection.
Seriously?
And we're just waiting to spring this on our younger cousin.
That's amazing.
Like, we are waiting till she turns, like, probably 40, and then we're going to trick her into going to
like
closet.
Opening a box.
Like, opening a closet, and then we're just going to shut her in the closet with the doll. Like,
yes, do her the old prank on her. Don't grab the microphone.
Yeah, don't grab the microphone.
Yeah, Mom.
Jeez.
Don't be a bitch. It's my microphone.
I guess the last irrational fear I can come up with is that's
actually normal.
That's age appropriate. Is NPR going away? That would be a scary, scary thing.
What is that?
National Public Radio.
No.
You should listen to it. It's awesome.
You might learn something.
Well, I don't want the radio to go away, but you have your phones. But if you...
No,
but there's people broadcasting, like,
this is a free situation, like a free public radio. Ear. Sorry, I backed off.
Yeah,
I tried.
I'm trying. How's that? Here, watch this. I'm going to turn them off.
No, you turned me off.
I did. That's what I said I was going to
turn you do turn me off.
Yeah, I know.
Wait, turn you off or gone?
Okay.
Doobadoo.
Right the first time. God, quit doing that.
Sorry. I feel like weird. I got a God complex right now.
So, how much time do we have?
Like 2 minutes.
Okay. So I'm afraid of commitment heights, dying alone, the vacuum of space, financial security. Man, that one's funny. Talking to women, feelings, mutation, vampires, creepy
talking
dolls.
Talking to women.
Keith, social interaction, no power ever again, Arkansas.
Wait.
NPR going away.
What's Arkansas?
That is amazing. What's Arkansas?
We'll have to discuss that.
Sweetheart, have you ever seen a map?
I'm afraid of losing my hair and ED.
Hey.
So
who's Ed?
Yeah. So we're nonsensing. I think we had a good time tonight.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we did.
And you can find us on the various social media.
Yep. Well,
your fear is being spread. Now she's afraid of me. Twitter, there's nothing to be afraid of. Just him.
Yep. Take her easy. We're tapping out. Yep. Get Instagram, Google, YouTube, the things and stuff.
Definitely do the Google.
Yeah. And there's no pictures of Keith. And then
scene. And we